Good morning, everybody. You are currently listening to A Tall Girls podcast, hosted by a tall girl named India. I hope everyone is doing super, super, super well today. Finally feels like summer. Hopefully, wherever you are listening, you are getting some type of sunlight, some type of warmth, because I know that winter, the weather was pretty disgusting, but I'm just personally not a winter person. I'm more of a summer, not even the summer person. I think more of a fall-ish, more so fall type of person. I like fall weather, but I just want to jump right into this episode, like right away, because I know that you have read the title and you probably clicked on this episode so fast because you're like, excuse me, what? And you are completely justified in thinking that. I know I've gotten some requests about future episodes to do, but I have been grappling with this news for quite a few weeks. I've been thinking about it a lot, and it's really something that I need to get off of my chest. So don't worry if I haven't gotten to your request right away. I will be sure to get to it ASAP. Like, I definitely will. Like, I literally have a notes, like, on the episodes that you guys want me to talk about. So I'll be going through those. But of course, if you want to hear a specific episode from me, just hit me up on my socials at A Tall Girls Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and I will be sure to do it as soon as I can. Trust me, like I said before, I do keep note of it. So back to the topic at hand. I have been saying to you guys for almost a year now that I'm 5'10". But it turns out that I've been lying about my height this entire time. And please don't hate me, because it's not in the way that you're probably thinking. Let me explain. It all started when I took a trip to the chiropractor. That's just a weird way to start a story. It all started when I took a trip to the chiropractor. But I have been feeling a lot of pain in my back, especially my upper back and my neck. And I know that it's not because I've been slouching, since I've been really good about my posture lately, or at least I thought I've been good about my posture for the past 2 years. But I was feeling a lot of pain, and it was to the point where it was irritating me. Like, I couldn't perform some daily tasks. Like, I couldn't stand up for too long. I couldn't really sit in a certain position for too long. I always had to have support on my back. It even affected how I slept. So I told my dad about it, and he was like, you know what? I see a chiropractor twice a month. So one of my visits this month, just come in and get a treatment with me. And I was like, okay, cool, bet. You know, I know that chiropractors work on pain, especially when it involves your bones. Chiropractors more so work on adjustments, because, you know, from daily activities like sleeping and sitting and walking and standing and all that, I'm pretty sure our spines and necks and hips and feet and whatever else has fallen out of place, has fallen out of place. Like, a big way that I could describe it is when you crack your neck, that, I guess that's a sign that your bones are out of place. You know what? Do not take any of this to heart, because I am simply a podcaster. I know nothing about health. I'm not a health podcaster, but that's just what I think about when I think of chiropractic. But anyways, so the next week, the week after he said that, I go with my dad to the chiropractor, and he's a nice dude, super chill, super lit, awesome, all that stuff. And he's asking me a bunch of questions, and I basically tell him, yeah, I have these sharp pains in my upper back whenever I move a certain way or pick something up that's too heavy or even try to stretch my back. Like, I feel a sharp pain in my neck area too. And also, I told him that I feel like there's more weight on the right side of my body than the left, because I noticed that, especially with my legs, my right calf muscle and even my right thigh muscle, they're actually bigger than my left calf muscle, thigh muscle. And when I first realized that, I was like, what's going on? Like, why is this the case? Because, okay, in my arms, I would expect it because I'm a righty. I use a lot on my right hand, my right arm for a lot of things. So it would be expected that my right arm is bigger than my left arm, but my right leg, kind of bigger, more muscular than my left leg. That is honestly strange. But then I realized that, because, you know, I became more aware of what's going on with my body, I am actually unconsciously putting more weight on the right side of my body and the left than the left side of my body. And I guess that could be contributing to my back pain, whatever. But I tell him all this and he's like, okay, let me do an assessment. So he feels like every single vertebrae of my spine. He is touching my pelvic bone, touching my neck, even my jaw. It was a pretty weird assessment. I think that kind of solidified that I will never go into any type of healthcare, even chiropractic. But hey, you know, he has a knack for it. He really likes that. But so after he is done with the assessment, he's like, okay, I see the problem. And then he proceeds to say, you have lateral and anterior pelvic tilt. And I was like, I have a who and a what? Anterior and lateral pelvic tilt? So he did a good job at explaining this to me, so I'll try to break it down for you in the best way possible. So if you don't know what those two tilts are, lateral pelvic tilt is when your pelvic bone, so basically your hips, is shifted more to one side of your body rather than being in a neutral state. So for me, my hips were shifted to the right side of my body, hence why I felt more weight on the right side of my body than the left, because when your hips shift to one side of your body, then a lot of the weight in your body also shifts to that side of the body. So a lot of the weight shifted along with my hip to the right side of my body. And anterior pelvic tilt is when your pelvic bone is shifted forward more than being in a neutral state. So my right hip is also shifted more forward than my left hip. So it kind of feels like more of my weight is going to the front right side of my body than the back. Yeah, it's really hard to explain. I really wish I could show you an accurate picture or representation of it, but this is an audio podcast. So I totally recommend, you know, opening a new tab now, or even opening a new tab after you listen to this episode, because you got to listen to the entire episode, and just looking up what that looks like, and it will make more sense. But all in all, my right hip is ruining my spine. That's basically it. My entire back, even my neck, my shoulders, as he even told me, is ruined because of all the weird tilts in my right hip. And I'm like, how did my body even get to that point? And he's like, well, it could be because you've been walking and standing, sitting, or even sleeping incorrectly. And you've been doing it for so long that your body has shifted in this way and now believes that it's normal. So the way you're standing right now, even though it's incorrect, your body thinks that it is correct because it's been in that position for so long and it doesn't know any different, basically, after all these years. So he goes to give me an adjustment and says that my upper and lower back muscles, basically just say my entire back, just say all of my back muscles, they are extremely tight. Yeah. So fast forward to me at home contemplating my life and thinking, how am I going to fix my hips? Because I cannot live with this pain. And quite frankly, let's say just going to a doctor, going to a chiropractor, going to any specialist, just going to them once a week, once every other week, once a month, quite frankly, it's not going to drastically improve your life. Like, anything, any problem that you have is going to require lifestyle changes. So I have to figure out what lifestyle changes that I need to do to fix this problem of mine. And I really thought that it was just locked into place, like locked into that position, like I might need surgery or something to get everything reorganized. And I'm just standing in the middle of my room like, oh my gosh, like what's going on? What am I gonna do? And I'm trying to figure out what to do, only for me to realize that the way I was standing, I was basically leaning to the right side, but that wasn't my intention. So my hips aren't locked into that position. It's just that I have control over how I stand. So it's not like I need surgery or anything. I have control over how I stand. It's just that I have been standing in the incorrect way and just haven't looked to change it. That's really the best way I could describe it. It's not locked. It's just me basically leaning on one side, my right side, unconsciously. Like, you know, okay, so you know how sometimes you're standing for a while and you just decide to lean on one side of your body, like lean to your right, on your right leg, or lean on your left leg? That's basically how I was standing, and how I've been walking, and how I've been sitting, and how I've been sleeping. I've been doing everything my entire life crookedly. So I literally shifted my hip myself on purpose, accidentally. I don't even know if that makes sense. And once I realized that I basically have control over how I stood, I shifted my hip to a more neutral position. So I basically shifted the weight of my body, shifted my hip, everything back to the center. So it doesn't feel like I'm leaning specifically on my right leg. It got to the point where I actually felt like I was standing evenly, like the weight was distributed evenly between both legs. And I was like, yo, the world looks so much different. It looks so different now. And basically, long story short, I got taller without even growing. Like, my parents, my friends, they all look shorter to me now that I'm standing properly and I'm attempting to walk properly. They all look shorter than me now. They all look shorter to me, I should say. And yeah, I basically made myself shorter all of this time without realizing it. So I hate to break it to you, I am not 5'10". I am taller than that. Now, how much taller, I don't know, but I'm definitely taller. I just need to go to the doctor and find out what my new actual true real height is. And I will try to keep you guys updated on that. So yeah, please don't hate me about this, that I've been lying about my height this entire time, because turns out I've been lying to myself too. And I should just really blame my doctor, because she's the one that measured me. She's the one that told me I was 5'10". So low key, she was lying to me too. But honestly, it's nobody's fault. It's not even my fault. It's just life. That's just how life is. And I just find this whole situation hilarious, because I am such a big advocate for correct posture, and I have unknowingly had incorrect posture my entire 20 years of existence. We love that. We honestly love that. So after this revelation, I'm going to be doing quite a few more things to just help with my pain and to help with my hip and just kind of get everything back to normal. Honestly, it can be normal. It's just that my body and my brain has to get used to it being normal. So, yeah, I will be working my hardest to to help with that. I'm pretty sure you've been expecting something different based on this title. I'm pretty sure you were expecting that I lied about my height just to, you know, create this podcast and get clout and all that. No, I would never do that. I'm actually tall. Now I just can't even tell you how tall I actually am. Because I don't even know myself. And I really, next doctor's appointment, I should really ask them to remeasure me. Yeah, so my lying was not malicious at all. Quite frankly, it was just an accident. And yeah, just to say one last time, I am still tall. Please do not make any other assumptions. Yes, I am tall. If you don't believe that I'm tall, totally check out my social medias at A Tall Girls Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest. And I guarantee you, you will believe that I'm tall because all the content that I've created, it's relatable to tall women. And I just know way too much about that hashtag tall girl life. So thank you so, so much for listening to this episode. If you're new here, this is your first episode you're tuning into, you are probably super, super confused, and I completely understand that. So I totally recommend that you check out the rest of my episodes that I had before this. The 1 year anniversary of my podcast is coming up. Super, super happy for that. I'm probably going to end up trying to do a Q&A on that, kind of just update you guys on life, update you guys on my journey, just have a little chit chat with you. So yeah, thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for all your nice comments on my social medias, all your nice DMs, all the requests you've given. I really, really do appreciate you guys, and I appreciate you being here on this journey with me. And of course, hit me up on my socials. They'll all be linked below, so you can check those out. You can even leave me a review and let me know what you think of this podcast. And yeah, I'm going to shut up now because I've been rambling on, and I will catch you in the next one. Good night and goodbye.